K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Spencer.
Hi, Spencer.
Spencer, what's going on?
Ah, nothing much. So I had a date a little while ago, and I haven't heard back from this lovely woman. And I don't know why. I'm just, you know, if you want to tell me about, if you want me to tell you about the date.
Yeah, give us the rundown. Yeah.
So we met at the Air Force Museum.
Oh, nice.
And
we hit it off right away, I think. And I've been single for a long time, and I'm looking for that to not be the case. So I'm looking for something a little more serious. It was an amazing date. It really was an amazing date. I even got invited back to her house.
Wow.
I met her sister and her roommate, and, you know, nothing happened. We didn't do anything, but I did get a kiss from her.
Aww.
At the end of the night.
Look at you.
She said she'd call back later, and then nothing. So I apologize, but I don't listen to country. I don't listen to this station, but I had heard.
Aww.
Sorry. But I heard from a couple of friends that you guys do this kind of a second or follow-up thing, that it was you can reach out to her maybe and get in touch with her.
Well, if you promise to listen to us for one whole day, we'll help you.
Done. I'll
okay.
Do it.
Especially in the morning.
Yes, in the morning. Okay, Spencer.
All right. Well, you haven't told us her name. What's her name?
Her name is Jocelyn.
Ooh, I like that.
Jocelyn, you don't hear that very
no.
much. All right, well, hold on a second here, Spencer. We're going to grab her phone number off the air, and we'll call her for you, okay?
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Spencer, was there definite chemistry between the two of you? I mean obviously you like airplanes because
right.
you were at the Air Force
exactly.
Museum,
exactly.
Right?
You got that going.
Definite chemistry right off the bat, yeah. Definitely.
Hold tight. Be real quiet here. We're going to finish dialing up her number. We'll get her on the phone and see if we can figure out what's going on with Jocelyn here.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, we are looking for Jocelyn. Is she available?
Jocelyn.
This is Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, we have an issue with you. We had a bank transaction the other day, and it just didn't go well. It's a joke.
Your check
She's
bounced.
She's like, oh, my God. Are you at work?
No, I'm just about to go.
Oh, okay. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi.
Your checks are fine, we
yeah,
swear.
Yeah, we're just playing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I was a little worried.
Hey, do you guys think we got a couple questions for you? Let's talk to you about something real quick.
Okay.
So we got a call from somebody. We understand you like the Air Force Museum.
Oh, okay.
Spencer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
Well, he reached out to us. He said that he hasn't really heard anything back from me. He thought you guys had some chemistry going on, but nothing.
It was magic.
Yeah, he got to go back to your house and everything.
Yeah, what's up? We got a little kiss and everything.
Well, he had a little too much chemistry going on.
Oh, do tell.
What's that mean?
Well, you know, we had a fun time. We took him to the museum, and he was very knowledgeable and very charming. And I took him back to my house and introduced him to my sister. And that's where it kind of went wrong. I mean, I thought everything was fine, but I didn't realize what had happened when I was out of the room.
So you did make out with him a little bit, right?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
And now I wish that I hadn't. He made me feel like a complete idiot. You know, like, I really thought, the whole entire night, I was really into him, and then, like, at the end of the night, basically, like, ruined it. Just turned out to be, like, every other bag out there. So.
What happened?
Well, when I went out of the room, this is what I was told after, when I went out of the room for drinks, he flirted with my sister, and he told her he was coming on to her, and he even tried to kiss her.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah, he looked at my sister, and he even told her that he thought he loved her while I was in the other room.
Wow. Well, he did say he'd been single for quite a while.
Yeah, apparently he was, yeah. Mm,
well,
okay.
Making up for old time, yeah. So that was, yeah, not cool. Not cool. So if he's wondering why I didn't call, there's just, you know, why would I call somebody who hit on my sister and tried to kiss her? Oh, and my sister's engaged.
Oh.
Married in like 4 months.
Was she wearing a ring?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, most guys look at that as a challenge or whatever. You're like, I can win this one. So she told you about this after the fact then, after he left?
Yeah, she told me this after I kissed him.
Oh.
I came back in the house just like, I don't know about that guy. I said, why? He's awesome. We had a good time. She's like, no, he tried to kiss me. And then I was heartbroken because, you know what? It's so hard to meet people these days, and then you think you find somebody, and then this happens. It's just, it's not cool.
That's pretty awkward.
Okay, that's not what happened, all right? Jocelyn, your sister came on to me, all right?
Yeah, that's Spencer.
You probably figured that out.
Yeah.
My sister did not come on to you. She's engaged to be married to an awesome, awesome guy.
Were you there? Were you there?
Was I there?
Obviously were you in the room?
No, of course I wasn't in the room. If I was in the room, I wouldn't have kissed you at the end of the night.
So you don't know. You're saying you know, but your sister came on to me, all right?
Oh, my God, you're a moron. That's a ridiculous... My sister would have never come on to you. She's engaged to a handsome, successful guy.
Well, she might be looking for another successful, handsome guy. So when you went out for a drink, we had, you know, Netflix on or whatever, and she came and she whispered into my ear and she said, you're the bomb. She said,
what?
You're the bomb?
Ask
her. She wouldn't even said that. That's ridiculous. That's like base. She wouldn't say you're the bomb. That's ridiculous.
That's what she said. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, that's ridiculous. She doesn't lie, by the way.
And your roommate, Susan? Yeah, you might want to keep an eye on her, too. She was kind of giving me some eyes as well.
Oh, come on.
Susan was? Susan was?
Susan, yeah. Is that
you
right,
know what?
Susan?
Susan's a lesbian. That's ridiculous. You are everyone's after you. No one's after you.
Well, you know what? Next time, on our next date, we should probably go to my house instead, all right? How about that?
On our next date? Are you serious? You're, like, really delusional. You think everyone wants you. You've been in a cave so long that you think everyone wants you. Well, there is no next date. I'm sorry.
Maybe we can rectify this.
It sounds like it's no-go here for you, Spence, but we'll offer this to you both. You both have to obviously agree, but we got a limo. We'll send you out to do something. We got lots of concert tickets stacked up right now. Also, we'll supply dinner, send you out there, but you both have to say yes and right now.
Sounds good. Let's do it. No.
Bring your roommate and your sister.
Not on board. Nope.
Nope.
Sorry.
Jocelyn, when is your sister getting married, and do you think it's possible I could get her number?
Oh.
What did you say?
Oh my.
What?
He just asked for her phone number.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. No, you cannot have my sister's phone number. You think you're going to sway her away? Like, you're so delusional. You really need help. You need, like, a therapist or something.